Same game.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just hard, I guess, walking off there when we had them four down with 95 overs to go in the day, 90 overs to go in the day, and then we're only able to take one more wicket for the rest of the day, unfortunately. You know, I thought Gaz just kept toiling, tried his best, and bowled. You know, it was a marathon effort from Nathan. Something close to 70 overs for the game, or 65 overs, and yeah, it was just unfortunately, I think, yeah, as the ball got softer, and even as the wicket got softer and softer as well. But yeah, it was just. I'm not sure what else we really could have tried there at the end. It was a tough one to get my head around. I probably need to go back and see if there's any opportunities that I missed in terms of planning and setting up. But, you know, I feel like we tried going straight, we tried going wide, we tried spin, we tried over, we tried around. So, yeah, unfortunately, a couple of little opportunities there that maybe, you know, if a couple of decisions went our way, but, you know, those things happen in cricket as well. So you just got to get on with it and try and take 10 wickets.
Does it feel like one that got away, or like you say, because you try everything, maybe you don't?
Oh, no, it definitely feels like one that got away when you only take one wicket in the last 90 overs of the day. On day four, it's a hard one to cop when you're so far in front of the game and have them 4 for 20. It feels a lot more than the one that got away, to be honest. We'll, as I said, I'll have a chat to the coaches and a couple of the other players, and you know, that's our third draw here on this wicket. That, you know, in three games from where we've had opportunities to win on the last day, and we've just not been able to create enough chances. So I'm going to have a look at some planning or some opportunities to create some chances.
Sam Constance, a really bright spot to come out of this game. A fantastic couple of innings there. What did you make of the way he played to this game?
Incredible for such a young man, to be honest. I think we all witnessed something really rare and really special, especially from a 19-year-old. And, you know, for someone that young, especially after they've just scored 100 in the first innings, to come out in the second innings, I think the best part of the 200s was, you know, his fastest 100 was in the first innings, and he really had to grind and work hard and anchor the second innings. And, you know, it was a bit harder to score, and he just kept coming, And I just think the mental strength and the application he showed in the second innings, it would have been so easy for a young batter to just go, oh, I've already scored 100, I can just relax and, you know, I'll just bat in fourth gear for the rest of the game. But he just kept coming. He was relentless with his attitude and his application for the team. And I think that was the most impressive thing, to be honest. Like, his skill, I think, obviously anyone who can score 200s in a game at 19, they're highly skilled physically. But mentally, I just think that was something, you know, that you just don't really see from many cricketers, let alone 19-year-old opening batters. So, yeah, that's very special, and something that I think a lot of people, especially in our team, you know, I'm 37 and I'm watching that going, that's just fantastic. You know, I just think, I just thought that that was just very special.
How good can this kid be, you reckon, Noe?
Well, I think the only thing that I think that's ever going to hold him back is, you know, probably, you know, how he decides to deal, or not decides, but how he's able to deal with failures, because that will come inevitably. There's going to be a lot of runs for him, no doubt, as we can see already. But, you know, when or if those failures come, how quickly he can bounce back, because, this, as I said there, the skill, the batting skill, and the mental application when he's on top is just, you know, that was really special. It's still obviously very early in his career, but you know, the fact that he's already had some opportunities early in his career, he's keeping some really strong players out of this team as it is. So you know, I think there's a lot of people that see a lot in him. So yeah, I don't think I'll be breaking any new ground by saying he's a very good player.
Thanks, mate.